just for everyone because it's a long signature. Salumelo, Salumelo, Salumelo.
Okay, let's delay for at least 10 minutes.
Okay. And then
convene after that. Is it the last meeting? Our last meeting. We are coming to the end of a 6 months year. Because we came in here in the last 6 months. We would be I'm always saying I'm learning here. Somebody asked in one meeting, why are we not adopting minutes? I'm coming from different backgrounds. So I'm told this is the meeting where we conclude our business. There's nobody who is coming in here. It's our meeting. We must sign off everything. The year itself, for me, I would say it has been, we're still trying to understand who are we here. But at least we know where we come from. We have got a clear task set aside for us. Somebody else might have to assess how we have done what we are supposed to do. But we have identified some few gaps we are supposed to make laws. So we have not started on that as yet. We are supposed to engage the public, this thing called public participation, as we are public representatives. I think if we were to be charged as well, we have only gone to Hout Bay and where else? Well, I was not there. Well, the committee did go to Kestenbosch. Okay. Yeah, so we have not done so well there. And generally causing the executive to scrutinize the work of the executive. So that's where we have been focusing. And I know that some amongst us thought we should be out there. Maybe that's another message we need to keep on reminding members. We are parliamentarians. Our work is to make laws. Can only make laws here in Parliament, not anywhere else, is to cause the executive and department to account, to scrutinize their actions, make recommendations. In fact, I always want to emphasize this thing that says you are recommending. You must not conflate recommending and doing. The actual doing belongs to the executive, but we must question them. And so questioning them, we can't put any limits there. We must question them all the time. And where there are areas which we think they can improve, that's our task. Where do we get our mandate? From the people. So that's what makes us as this institution so important. But those out there, I was listening to Dr. Hyom for the NHI outreach programs where they are. Now, those people are asking, hey, we have been asked questions all the time. When are you doing this thing? So he was very able to say, well, we are going here with the department. they are hearing you as you are asking questions as to when are they going to act on this. So I am just emphasizing this point of yes, we are one, but separate. The intention of doing that is to make us more effective. So that in the end, finally, somebody must account if things are not happening. So I just thought we need to do that. So why I'm looking at you, I'm saying, yes, we're coming from different backgrounds. So when somebody says oversight, the meaning of that term becomes, you know, it can be simple. And but it can as well be complicated. The simplest I define is if you make laws, what you can demand from a minister, from an official, is the implementation of the law that you have made. Especially if you understand the law. So there's a demand even on your part to know this law that you are talking about. So that would be the basis of oversight. Beyond that is policy. And I think all of us here, we have got visions about how we would wish our country to be governed, which lead us to policies. At times where we have adopted the National Development Plan was adopted by everybody. Maybe I should have started with the Constitution. So we have got a Constitution. It is the basis of whatever work that we do. Then if you ask me, because I come from a political party, I would say that the Constitution looks like the Freedom Charter. Then that's why we would be doing same thing. We don't have a problem. Don't have a problem with the National Development Plan and any other piece of policy that we know. So basically, I thought I should make those remarks. In other words, I'm trying to say we can improve on the work that we have done. At times, we depend on the department and minister for policy, but there's nothing that prevents us from doing anything. So law making, we have not done so well. Scrutinizing the work of the department, we have done so well. That's what we will be adopting here. Interacting with communities, not done so well. We can always improve. So that's basically, and I'm told that when we adopt the program for the coming year, it will indicate how we would want to do this outreach program. Do I call it? I should not call it outreach program. What is it called?
Oversight.
Okay. Oversight. Otherwise, thank you very much for the short, long year. I'm sure lessons that we have learned from now will take us, and are we likely to meet before Christmas? Oh, is there Christmas presents prepared?
No.
Secretary.
Those guys on me.
Yes, maybe we, you know, we are the ones who are doing oversight. We understand the situation here. So you also want to make your comments, okay?
Thank you, Chair. Thank you very much for presiding over this committee. I feel that you have been fair, and you've allowed us to participate effectively. My question is, the effectiveness of our scrutiny and oversight over the executive and the department. So we tend to bring up a lot of queries, a lot of recommendations, but whether or not those are implemented and whether or not the department then takes us seriously and our scrutiny over the executive is my concern, because I find that often when we broach subjects, they'll say, oh, well, just submit a recommendation when the panel comes out. Or so that leads me to ask the question, you know, how do we implement our effectiveness more effectively in the next few years? Because we can't always just complain, but how are we actually going to see tangible changes through our contribution? Thank you.
No, that's exactly what I was talking about. This thing called oversight. So it will be effective once what we are recommending gets done. But it doesn't take away this thing of asking questions. Like you get into the house, you ask a question, the minister responds, you are not happy, you make a follow-up, he responds to that, then the rules are saying, if you are not satisfied, this is what you will do. In other words, it's a learning curve for everybody. If you are a member of parliament, you ask questions, you recommend, you advise, you expect the person you are advising to take your advice. And you are good when you say it, then we expect them to take the advice, and that advice would impact on society that we represent. Now, if they fail, then there's higher authority to act on those. It's not, it might, well, for us, we must ask our questions, we must advise, we must recommend. So in one, in some place, somebody said, yeah, we have had repeated findings, and by implication, repeated recommendations, and they don't get implemented. So we can call them, ask for an explanation. It depends on the explanation if we are satisfied. But you are asking something that parliamentarians, all of them, I think across the globe, are worried about that. This thing of you engage the executive, you have got a wish, but they have got their own pace and constraints and resources and whatever explanation. So I think when you recommend no action, you must seek an explanation. Then we'll look at the explanation if we are satisfied or not. Hence I'm saying Parliament itself, for that matter, they need to help us go through our parties, help us to go through understanding what is this oversight. What if we ask all these things and nothing gets done? I'm sure political parties would suggest what best then to. But that's the crux of the matter of the work of Parliament. It's oversight. If it is effective, it will help us to deal with it. You are using parliamentary terms now. I don't know what it means, this.
It's harder to review and recommendation report. You remember that big report that we adopted. All the recommendations, I think, that you see in your minutes, most of them have been migrated there. It is required by law that we as a committee can follow specific recommendations and require you. So they can do what you're doing.
So he used a term, we tag the PRRR now, or saying tag. So I was trying to check what does tag mean. But that's correct. We summarized everything. in that our BRR, which contains all our recommendations. So when we follow them up, they are actually there. It's not going to be difficult. I know I've taken time. It was an attempt to wish you a resting season, Christmas, Happy New Year. Hope to see you in one piece next year. Welcome to nobody who must have lost a leg because of some wave or something. We hope to see you next year. So it means you must take care of yourself. I know that there is a worry that this thing of staying in here, there's a trip that is going to Spain. I know that members in their different, they think that the chairperson is at the center of this. He should be guided by 1, 2, 3, 4 in terms of the rules. But I don't know if I did say it formally in the last meeting. Formally, this thing of COP25, is it 25?
25
this time, it will be 26 next time. It was 20 something last time. I am told that practice here is that the chairperson of committees is the leader of the delegation of this COP something. So it's not the chairperson. And unfortunately, I don't know what criteria he uses when he's selecting. Then there was something that was communicated in the middle to say the number has been cut. I don't even know who has been cut, what was the criteria to cut. So we, at the moment, as a committee, we can't say much about it. And I equally, I think, would raise that with him. That's not how government works. You must be transparent and be ready to explain why are you doing this, why are you not doing that. I think it would just be a matter of principle that there must be transparency when we do things and explanation. We made an attempt last time to have somebody from that office. When I say last time, when we were in that committee room with the select committee, and we could not succeed. So even now, in my office, I was saying, I think one needs certainty about this thing before end of business today. So I don't think that's how best, even if it is practice. Practice needs to keep on improving. So I think we will. So in other words, I like you are listening to me now, I am unable to say clearly this is what is happening. Yes, we are told about the mandate of the country, and we are also informed that we are not the only committee involved in that. So basically those are that. The mandate is clear, and then the question is who will represent Parliament, because the department is very clear as to who is going to represent government, which might also include people from outside. Oh, they are lost. Can we look at the agenda for adoption? Get a proposal for the adoption of the agenda. Well, if you don't put on the seat, that's the agenda. It just talks about consideration and adoption of the oversight report to outpay harbor, consideration and adoption of outstanding minutes and reports. I think below this there are documents that will go through. Can we get a proposal for adoption?
Yes, thank you, Chair. I move for the adoption of the agenda.
Honorable Whip.
Chair, thank you very much. I second the move to adopt the agenda.
I see no counter. Then apologies formally. We have got an apology of Honorable Kanjo, Honorable Singh, and Honorable Lorimer. Who? And Mr. Paulson. Is there any other apology? Yes, we have noted. Okay, I can see that we accept those. Then we will take, I was told by this gentleman that these documents are put in order.
Guarantee.
So the first one on top, which one is that? The BRR report.
No, the oversight.
The oversight. What is this? Is this one?
Thank
you. So we start with Hope Bay.
Yeah.
Okay. Honorable members, I was not properly guided. So we start with the draft report on the Portfolio Committee on Environment, Forestry and Fisheries Oversight Visit to the Hope Bay Harbor on the 29th of October 2019, dated 3 December 2019. The normal practice is that I will say now we are on page 1 and follow it like that. If there's anything you want to raise, whether it's correction, it will be noted, whatever, in terms of the pages. I can see the first page. There is one here. You have not written one. The first page, any matters there? Page 1. But 1 is not showing. On the draft report, on the Portfolio Committee visit to Hope Bay on the 29th. Are we all on that document? Page 1. I'm told number 1 is not showing. Page 2, then page 2 is written. Okay.
Jumping back to the delegation, I am pretty much sure that Honorable Winkler was there.
Honorable Winkler is not written there, but was there. I also saw her.
Just on that chair, Honorable Kappa was also there.
Honorable Kappa. Okay. Can we move to 3? By the way, it raises a question if you can't see people who are there when you are writing. Let us all forward to there might be something now in the minutes. In the report three. Four. What is I?
Tell me fast. I don't know whether Evans is ready. The way you're moving fast, it's like you're ready. So you are going to leave things that are supposed to be correct. I don't know. It's my best.
What do you say? Have you given them for them to read?
I said it yesterday.
Yesterday.
We can just move slowly.
We are assuming that you have read it. Then let's use you and be slow. Okay, that's fine. Okay, can we then say now we'll stay there on
the point one?
Where? Or three?
Yeah,
and if you say anything, then you can raise it.
Sorry, Chair, I'm not sure it's the correct place, but I'm looking at 5 at the page and stuff at Kingdom, and I'm not sure that place that burned down is mentioned here and if it is later mentioned in the report, but everything here that they're busy with repairs, unless the civil infrastructure repairs and upgrades falls under that house that's been burned down, I don't see that here. Remember that big community case that was burned down, that was
the office
that burned down. I don't see here being upgrading, repaired, or both, yeah.
Are you noting?
I don't think it's only the offices. Remember there were those companies that were burned down also.
Yeah.
There must be the issue of leasing also that is outstanding. I don't know whether it's still coming. The leasing between the Department of Public Works and the officials. And there was an issue of the security also. It's not up to standard. There's a gate at the back where there was no security at all.
Noted.
Sorry, I agree with Honourable Mbata. Actually, the heading of this is the relation of planned maintenance. Part of that's where we talk now about the burnt buildings and everything. Part of that, and I don't see it anywhere else much, was the absolute waste. They talk about the sunken waste, but everywhere we walk, there was waste all in between all this stuff. And they were talking specifically about that they're going to do that, but it's also not that here by the maintenance.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, where we are raising issues, they are taking notes. If they have already noted it, it's still fine. So in other words, we're making corrections, yeah. Okay.
Chair, maybe we should change the heading and put in facilities management. Because facilities management, we'll talk about the repairs, we'll talk about waste management, talk about the sunken boats and so forth.
You put it well when you say maybe they can change the topic. They are noting. Okay, can we move to 6? Oh, we are still at 6.
Between Minister Chris and the coastal communities, is it supposed to be, is it not supposed to be rights, allocated rights instead of rights?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Can I then move to 7? This second bullet there, maybe it's my problem with English. It says what is that? Immense uncertainty is felt throughout the community, who all stand none the wiser as to their destiny. What is that? Maybe somebody can explain it and I will understand.
This is written by Joseph.
What is that? The specialist language?
No, the specialist guy wrote it and he's not here.
Oh, he's not here. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's fine. It's fine. We have noted that we don't understand that. So if he has got a simpler way to put it, let it be done that way. Any other issue? Can I move to 8? Okay.
The issues raised by the small-scale fisheries or communities, where does it fall? Because we're talking here on... Huh?
Still coming.
Okay.
Are you looking now at page 8? Ah, can you see it's here, page 8, implementation of the small-scale fisheries policy. Are we looking for corrections?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think I was right because I was asking about the challenges raised by the small scale fisheries. There's a lot of issues that they've raised. So it must be indistinguishable.
Okay. Maybe let's look until yes, so that then we say if there's anything we have missed out. Then let's move to item 9, your page 9. Yes.
I think when on page 7, is it page 7?
Page 7.
No, page 8. Yes. How they captured it, then it's mixed. Because those challenges must stand on its own as the challenges raised by the small scale farmer. Because I can see number 8, the funding. So it must be, because those are the things that you must monitor if. And make sure, because remember when we were there, we said we are going to do something on those issues. They must come up with challenges, with a subheading challenges for the small scale farmers, fisheries.
Okay, note that. Page 9. Okay.
Thank you, Chair. Under the last bullet point, the presentation can highlight Operation Bakisa, air pollution, waste management, and the empower of women in the fishing sector. I would like a separate bullet point about the incorporation of women in the small scale rights. Specifically with regard to the temporary relief rights that were issued to women in the community and their integration into the finalization of those small-scale fishing rights, and the fact that I think only 2 or 3 out of 40 applicants made it through with PREP. Then I had also highlighted concomitantly to the pollution statistics in the harbour, the effect that this has on the marine life in the harbour. So, a research and report on pollution, and then also on the marine species in the harbour and the impact of pollution on marine species in the harbour. Thank you.
Chair, I'm not sure if I'm not following the sequence of the meeting. I thought what we're doing now is to check the corrections and to confirm whether what is written here is what prevailed there, right? And at a later stage when we deal with recommendations is where we then decide on whether we give it to the department and say from point 1 up to point 20, give us a report. I'm not sure if you follow me, Chair, but I'm just saying I thought we must deal with the corrections first and agree whether this is what prevailed there or not. Of course, the recommendations, I'm following them, that perhaps on the challenges of PREP and as per Honourable Winkler, that there should be a particular, not only a bulletin, perhaps in the form of a paragraph that speaks about the operation in Pakisa and the pollution and the harbour.
I think your first portion that says we want to adopt this report, by implication it must reflect what we saw there and possible our engagement as well. As to how it gets structured and all that, I think as we talk, they are going to see what needs to be put where. Yeah, so we may not rewrite the report now ourselves. We raise issues. We are correcting, then they must write. We'll say we adopt with those corrections. By the way, what she is talking about, this thing of women, I think we did, it was raised by those women there. Actually, small-scale fisheries,
yes.
It relates more to women because it talks about the food that you put on the table. So in other words, there's no way you can live. I don't know where it must be put, but it is there. It was there. It was raised. But I hear you, you are correct. We want to reflect on what happened when we visited that place. I think as we proceed engaging the department, we might be able to isolate a few areas that we think, you know, this one and this one must be attended to.
Okay.
I'll come back to it.
Chair, I think the whip is correct that some of the issues, because they were listed, but they must come under recommendation. Because if you look at Operation Pakisa, it's very broad, and that's what we had a joint meeting with the Department of Public Works last time. And we said the department must go back and write their presentation and come back to us. And the issue of women empowerment was mentioned in the joint committee. I think it must come under our recommendations to say we are recommending that the department needs to look. Because here it says presentation didn't highlight Pakisa pollution and mismanagement. Yes, it didn't. And the empowerment of women. But what do we say? It must come under our recommendation to say this is what we want. It's not only air pollution, waste management. There's a lot of environmental pollution in this hub also, including the waste, the water.
Are we on page 10 or page 11?
11.
Oh, Honorable.
Chair, so under the bullet point 4 discussion, so I distinctly remember that I did bring up the issue of the women's rights. So I believe that should be accurately reflected here under discussion points. But I also think that, as the other honourable members have said, then our recommendations must also come in under the recommendation section. But I do want it reflected that I did bring up those issues on the women's rights as well as the marine pollution and the effect on the marine life. And I actually asked for a report from the officials there that day, and we still haven't received that report from those officials. Thank you.
I should be saying, noted all the issues you have raised. They are noting. They must correct them and put them where you want them to be. Page 12. Okay. With all the issues raised, can we then get a move up for the adoption of this report? Before that, okay.
Chair, I hope on the recommendations the Secretary will write the other recommendations that we have mentioned, the Pakisa and so forth, that needs to be here. I think it was also the issue of the list. This agreement also, which was a problem between the Department of Public Works and the small-scale fisheries, and that must be under recommendation. And the issue of if you say waste management, the issue of waste management, we did see that there's waste management, but it's collected on certain times, but there was waste all over. That means the cleanliness, the hygiene, environmental hygiene of the harbour was not up to standard. But I also would like the only recommendation, the issue of security. Because there was the gate at the back that was, that is open, it's not closed, no security, anyone can come in and go. Even our security when we were there wasn't up to standard. And also, I think we should raise the issue, and I don't know how we raise it, it's part of security, the issue of the fisheries. I think there are too many, I don't know, English is very broad, but they're too aggressive in such a way that you don't feel secured when you're with them, because we had it before. They've done some damages within that area because of the impact. In fact, also, I don't know whether they knew, because there were things that he raised there and he said we'll come back to the to those people. Maybe after this he can check on his notes, because it needs to be under the recommendation so that we fulfill what those people said. Remember, they said we are just howlers. We don't assist them. Thank you.
Of course, we're taking notes as you are speaking. Honorable Whip.
Thank you. So under recommendations, I'd like to, if we could please add a review of the buy-in from the community, so further stakeholder participation with regard to access to small-scale fishing rights, especially those of women in the community, and then also looking at alternative employment opportunities in ecotourism in the area. Because as we know, our fish stocks are under severe pressure at the moment, and so the sustainability of the industry comes into question. And then how are we going to absorb those individuals who now can't make a living off fishing anymore? So we need to create alternative industries to absorb them into, and we must keep that in mind, I think, as a department. Thank you.
After raising all those, can we get a proposal for adoption?
Yes, sir. I move that we adopt the report with amendments.
Yes, Honorable Kumbat.
I second the motion.
Okay. I see no contrary view. Can we put it aside?
Thank you, Chair. It's not a contrary view. I'm saying this document makes recommendations. And my view is that recommendations are there to be implemented. But the committee must then set clear timeframes on when, because these recommendations that we put here, amongst others, Honorable Mbata speaks that we makes a view that we made a commitment there, that we are not howlers and we don't just come and talk and leave. There must be a clear indication that we'll go back to those people and say the issues that you have raised, we have spoken to the department about, and this is the feedback that we're getting. So I thought we must just agree on a time frame so that your office will then go to the office of the minister or the department and say the committee resolved on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. By March or by June, whichever the time frame, we want to revert back to that community and say these are the issues that we spoke to you when we came here for the first time.
Great. Normal time frames. Yes, that's normal time frames for committee. Well, I'm trying to quickly, I agree with what the whip is saying. I can see the nodding that you agree in terms of the time frames. Okay. Report adopted. What?
Can
3 months
from today, because we are meeting today. Actually, we are helping ourselves. We will be in on holiday now. If we were to say 3 months from the day to any weather, it will not help. What is the next
minute.
Yes. Let's get to the minutes.
We're starting from the 7th of the 2nd of July.
Where are the minutes? The first meeting was on the 2nd of July. We'll do the same here. If there's anything you see in that front page that requires correction, Honorable.
Chair, I must raise this and be happy that Honorable Paulson is not here. Otherwise, he was going to kill us. It's economic freedom fighters, not economic freedom front. We must be happy that he's not here.
I think, Chair, all the minutes there, so it's cut and paste. Yeah, it's EFF flat.
Instead of
economic freedom fighters.
Yeah.
EFF plus. Where is EFF plus?
On the front too.
Freedom fight.
Political party.
Freedom fight. Not economic freedom fighters.
Okay. Yeah. In fact. So next time, when you write names of people wrongly and their political parties, you would be charged. Because that's what we work with, working with members and their political parties. So if you don't know our political parties, then that's a problem. So he is using a term that says, what is this place, what, cut and paste?
Cut and paste.
Normally, if we had a department that has done that, we'll chase them away. So that's what I'm trying to imply here. Yeah, we will have to chase you away. I don't know with whom are we going to work. Okay, page 2. We are on page 2 of the 2nd of July. Back page.
19 minutes.
Back page now. It says opening and welcome. The committee secretary convened the meeting. That's when I was elected. So I was not convened. It's the first meeting. Any issue on the second page? At 1, 2, 3. I think it was more of a formal processing of all this. Can I sign it?
Yes, please.
Can I get a proposal for adoption?
I propose adoption of the minutes of the 2nd of July.
And you second that?
On behalf of Honorable Winkler, I second.
Okay. So, I like
amendment. With it. No, I'll clean them up after we're done, and then you'll find all of them.
Okay. We are on now the 3rd of July.
So, Chair, the 3rd of July, we will read it in conjunction with the budget vote report, which we have already adopted. So, we just summarize it here on the minutes, the details in the report, which we have adopted.
I'm sure you are hearing her. She is saying the 3rd of July draft minutes. A reflection of what? Of the
budget
vote report, which we have already adopted
and
debated. So can we put it aside?
No, we just need to go through and move adopting them.
What should I move through? No. I was... So put it aside, this one.
No, we need to adopt it.
We need to adopt.
Yes.
Okay, oh, let me
say. I was
say.
Just reminding them.
Oh, your reminding was taking me away from... So you are correcting all the Freedom Front and page one.
Yes.
Back page, any issue you would want to... Correct. Can we get a proposal for adoption? Minutes of the... Yes.
I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 3rd of July 1990. It's a true reflection.
Second that.
It's
okay. 1990. Okay. We are now on the minutes of the Portfolio Committee dated 10 July 2019. I think the first page is the same corrections. If there's anything of a person who might have been there or not there. So we're through with the first page, move to the second one.
10th of July.
10th of July. Page two. So she is just reminding us that that was a meeting where we were adopting the budget vote. Page 3. Okay.
The second bullet point, clarity was sought on the Ms. Winkler commented. I think that there's some typing errors here. Clarity was sought by Ms. Winkler, who commented on the first bullet point under recommendations dealing with how the figure on the allocation of budgets was achieved.
So we are noting the corrections. Page 4. What is it?
No.
On?
on my 3 to 5, it is only your name to sign.
Oh, okay. Yes, it can be spelled only. Yes.
Can I ask something, Chair? I was saying that the issue of the CEO must be resolved within 3 months. Remember, there's labor relations, procedures and processes that must be done.
Which CEO is that?
South
African Labor.
I think we said it there.
So it must stay as it is.
Yes, because we're just looking at our record as we discussed it. Well, you would say one day it was not dealt with within 3 months. Okay.
I agree with Honourable Mbatha that the point was that they were already vetted with it for a year. So we said they went through all the stages already, through all the disciplinary things, so we basically said 3 months because they should have been finished 6 months before already.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah. Thanks, Chair. I think if honourable members recollect properly, or in your absence, when I was in charge, I had promised members that I'll give you a report on the state of the CEO of the South African Weather Services. I think that commitment I must re-emphasize. But to re-emphasize the same point you are making, that the department should have finalized the disciplinary processes of the CEO. We said it at the time, so we said in 3 months' time. So it means they met the deadline. If you remember when we met in Kirstenbosch, I gave members that report that particular issue has been resolved.
Yes.
Thank you, Chair. I don't know if my recollection serves me well, but we did speak about how SOARS was having ongoing litigation with all the CEOs. There had been a prior CEO that also had been suspended, Linda Makoleni, and there was the issue of the board being held personally liable for the costs incurred by the department on litigation, as well as almost a severance package, so to speak. So that, I think, was also brought up in that meeting. Then the administration, I had also brought up the exorbitant costs of our offices. So the amount spent on rentals and upkeep of offices of the department around the country, that was something else that I brought up with regards to the budget. Thank you.
Page 3. And that discussion was captured in the report.
She is whispering to say all what we are raising is captured in the report. This is a summary, the report that was adopted. In other words, we remember all those about the board and what was said about what. It's in the report, but this is a summary of the meeting. Okay. We're on page, was it page 4? So page 5 then has got my name only. Can you get a proposal for adoption?
Thank you, Chair. I move that the minutes be adopted.
Yes. Can you second that?
By second, Chair.
Report adopted, the minutes adopted. Now, minutes of the 27th of August. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a report as well on that.
So there's a report. There's a report of the fourth quarter on the package. So, but we're adopting the minutes. Page 1. All the corrections as recommended earlier. Page 2, page 3. Can we move off from adoption? Another point on one.
Chair, I move for the adoption of the minutes with some amendments.
Yes, with some amendments, with the amendments. Any second? Another point on
one. I second, Chair.
Second. Draft minutes of the portfolio committee on the 3rd of September 2019. Amendments. There's also a report. So this is a summary. Any corrections on the top page? Page 2. Yes, that's September. Page 3. Then we move on for adoption. Honorable Winkler in a second. Honorable Mbata. Second that. Adopted. Draft minutes of the portfolio committee on the 10th of September. So there's a report attached. Corrections on what was raised earlier. Page 2. Any move for adoption?
I move for the adoption of the minister.
Yeah, honorable Tongwan. Any second?
I second.
Minutes adopted. Draft minutes of the portfolio committee of the 13th of September. First page, the corrections as indicated earlier, be done. Page 2, page 3. Page 4. So even here, there's a report, if anyone wants
No report.
I was reading here. It says copies of the presentation are available on request from the committee secretary.
Yes.
Who is you?
Yes.
Page 3, page 4.
Suggesting that the secretary put the state of the air quality
then put the challenges on its own as a heading. But there are challenges on page 4, and I see them on the first paragraph and the second, but it can be the challenges as a subheading.
Page 5.
Before we go to
page 5.
The second bullet under discussion. The members noted the presentation made no reference to the inadequate air quality in the South Durban Basin. I'm not sure of the word is basin or space. Basin.
Page 6. Page 7. Also, you are reading with us as we are reading, where it doesn't make sense, because I'm at page 7, that first sentence there, I don't know whether it is it's a continuation from page 6, where it says the Department of Minerals, Resources and Energy, and instead, present, and instead, present the progress on rehabilitation. So it doesn't make sense, all those and. No, they are correcting.
What is the Department of Minerals that must present?
Page 8.
I'm not sure if this is relevant, but with the resolutions on page 8, first bullet point that says the department is about the schedule for public participation engagement in Mpumalanga. I remember requesting that, and unless I missed it somewhere, this happened in September and we haven't received that as yet. So if we can just follow maybe up on that. I know it's to approve this minute, but it's also something that we need to follow up. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if the program is not going to talk to the.
Now, Chaitos has a report of the State Department and the stakeholder in the Malawi, the schedule. So it's not in the report.
The department to submit the schedule?
Yes.
So you still expect that?
That, yeah, from the department.
Okay. I think they are noting it. It's still relevant in
yeah.
the context of the minutes.
Mm. And also for our oversight at the agenda.
Then page 9. Oh, before that.
Thank you, Chair. I think only other resolution was it was the involvement of the Department of Minerals and Energy, especially on the rehabilitation of the mine dams on asbestos. It's not here. And the other one was that they must try to work with other departments with an interdepartmental approach, which was the Department of Health, Department of Labor, Minerals and Energy, and Environmental Affairs. And Labor is OHS here. Thank you.
Okay.
Page 9. Okay, can we get a proposal for adoption of the minutes of the 13th of September? Honorable.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I move that the minutes of the 13th of September be adopted with amendment.
Honorable Mbata.
I second you.
Thank you. Minutes of the 13th of September adopted. Draft minutes of the portfolio committee of the 17th of September. It's also a summary. The report is attached. The first page amendments be done.
Mm-hmm.
Page 2. Page 3. So page 3, there's nothing. Any move up for adoption?
Chair, before we move, just on 2.1, I'm not too sure if the report encapsulates the Marine Living Resources Fund. It says that the Marine Living Resources Fund presented their fourth quarter performance and expenditure. In one of these minutes just, that we just approved, I think two of them, in fact, we had resolved. In fact, there was a stage where we retained the Marine Living Resources Fund presentation. So I'm just wondering if the report encapsulates the take. Of course, whilst I'm agreeing that indeed this is what took place at the time, I just hope that that report, when we interface with it, it will include the Marine Living Resources Fund. For example, the minutes of the 10th of September. Yeah, there was a time where we said, it says the same thing, in fact. Due to time constraints, the Marine Living Resources Fund's fourth quarter presentation was deferred to the next term, right? Now, those are the minutes of the 10th. And on the 17th of September, it says almost the same thing.
Presented their fourth quarter performance and expenditure reports. for 2018-19.
Yes.
What is wrong now?
There's nothing wrong, sir. I'm saying
it
is my conviction that the report will encapsulate. I get the report.
The actual document.
The actual report, yes.
Suggest.
Can I suggest that in future, not today, in future, the secretary, when there's the report that goes with the minutes, just put the report underneath so that we can check and confirm, then approve.
Okay. With that, then, can we get a mover for adoption? Yeah.
I move for the adoption.
Any second? Minutes of the 17th of September 2019 adopted. Draft minutes of the portfolio committee dated 8 October 2019. I'm sure the first page corrections will be done. As indicated earlier, page 2. Page 3. Page 4. The minutes of the 8th. As you're saying, there's also a summary of this attached to the minute. Any mover for adoption? Honorable Tongwan.
I move for the adoption of the minutes, Chair.
Any second? Minutes of the 8th of October 2019 adopted. What was that now? It was of the 8th. Now on the 9th, draft minutes of the portfolio committee on the 9th.
Also a summary on the virtual.
So there's also a summary. Page 1 is corrections as in earlier indicated. Page 2 is just a list of things. Page 3. That's the last page. Any mover for adoption?
Honorable Chair, I move that the minutes of the 9th of October be adopted with amendments.
Honorable Bumbata.
I second.
And minutes of the 9th of October 2019 adopted. The draft minutes of the Portfolio Committee on Environment, Forestry and Fisheries of the 10th of October. There's also a report summary. Page 1 has indicated recommendations to correct will be done. Page 2. Page 3. It's almost a summary. Then we move on for adoption. Honorable Tonga.
Chair, I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 10th October.
Second, Honorable Mbata.
I second, Chair.
Minutes adopted of the 10th of October, 23 October 2019. Minutes. The first page, I think the same amendments as earlier indicated. Page 2.
Arising on page 3.
Yes.
Item number 3 keeps on repeating itself. So on the 23rd of October you committed to follow up.
Consideration and the adoption of the community program.
the last sentence says the chairperson undertook to follow up on the matter.
Thereafter, the program was adopted. Mm. Oh, the okay. Oh, it's the COP25. So, what did I say today?
You don't know.
I've followed up and I've said I've given them progress
report.
The number is, it has been dropped from 8 to 5.
Okay,
as to who are those, I don't know. The leader of the delegation is the whip, is the, what is this?
House chairperson.
Mr. Frolic. So he's the one who is leading delegation of 5. That's what. So
can we just resolve that Mr. Frolic must stay overseas?
Yeah.
Because he leads every other delegation. When you go to agriculture, they went to China, he went with them. You are going to Spain, he's going. Somebody else is going to Uganda, perhaps he's going. Maybe he must go to Chile then. I don't know, Chair.
Chair, I think we must look at whether when he comes back, does he implement? Because when you go on those visits, you go to learn and come back and implement. Where does he implement? Besides that, what I've heard from the other parties, they know who is going and who is not going. It's only us that from the ANC that are confused.
Sure.
Yeah, which is not bad. We heard from the EFF guy when he first told us, he said this one and this one and this one. So, huh? And what about ANC? We don't know. Even today we don't know. But other parties, they know. Which,
no.
It's not a good sign.
Okay.
And the
as I said, how do you know we do?
Well, fortunately, I'm not your party. But all the same, I think we have problematized this issue. So we'll follow up on that. It's unfortunate that we are following up and the, what is this, is this the 6th?
The minutes of the, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Even not last year.
Yeah, it can reflect on the minutes. I can read the minutes of the meeting today.
Yeah. Okay, maybe the whip is following up then. No, that's a party thing. It has nothing to do. We were on page 3. Page 4, there's nothing. Can we get a proposal for adoption? It's 23
October. 23
October.
Yes.
No, you're not
adopted. Let me then move for the adoption. Let me then move for the adoption of the minutes of the 23rd of October.
Proposed. Any second?
A second, Chair.
Minutes of the 23rd of October adopted with amendments. Yes.
We support the review, but we oppose the budget.
What is it?
We support the report, but we oppose the budget.
You oppose the budget?
Yes.
Okay. Which one is it? You said it in Parliament.
Yes. Now we supported the BRRR report.
Okay.
But the report and the budget are two different things, are we correct? So we support the BRRR report. But we did not support the budget.
In Parliament?
No, I think in the committee. It's coming up this week, isn't it? That we opposed the week. The budget.
Now you are free to oppose it.
Which one is this?
They are saying they support the PRR report,
but not the budget.
Not the budget. So I'm saying we will not say it because they agreed with the report here. In any other platform, you will not be free to say no, you don't support the budget. But we'll tell you the majority of members in the committee
support.
The
budget.
Yeah.
Can we just make a note in here that we did not support the budget?
I will not do
that. Sorry.
By the way, officials, you must advise us because we are adopting minutes.
Hence
I'm saying in the House, we'll never say, don't say what you want to say. But as a committee here, yeah, if you support the BRR report, because here we are open, we allow people to. So we will not say because you were sitting with us here. Then now when you say you don't support the budget, we are used to that.
Thank you, Chair. I think what we are dealing with here are the minutes of the meeting. What we are talking about here is what we discussed and agreed upon. So should anything come, it's then for, not for this meeting, it's for the other day. I don't know, I think that's how I understand how it works. Which today, this item says we adopt these minutes as they are, because this is what we agreed upon. Then when you have an issue, then it will be raised at that time.
Chairperson, I think at that meeting, we did oppose the BRRR. We did oppose it. So we just want to make note that it's included in our minutes that we opposed the budget. Because I think it was mentioned by Honourable Lorimer when he was here, but it's not reflecting in our minutes.
Well, it's neither here nor there. Oh, obviously, when I say neither, like I'm saying, we will not say because you sat with us here. Now you oppose it. Even if Lorimer opposed it, would have noted it. I don't remember. So unless somebody can remind us, and say, if he did, then let's note that, and we close the matter. Well, we can't, well, they come from the same party. We can't force them to say, you did not indicate. It doesn't make any... I think let's note that.
Yeah.
Okay. With that noting, it was, we had already adopted the minutes. We're just saying with that as a correction. Minutes of the 12th of November. There's a report also on the minutes. Corrections will be done on page 1. Then the back page. Any matters there? If there are no matters, can we get a proposal for adoption of the minutes of the 12th of November?
I move for adoption, Chairperson.
Any seconder? Honorable Winkler adopted with corrections.
Yes.
What is this?
The next one is the 19th of November.
Minutes of the 19th of November. First page corrections will be done. As earlier indicated, back page. There's also a report. Any proposal for adoption?
Chair, the Deputy Minister was not there in Tristan. Tristan? Tristan Bosch.
Okay.
The first chapter, what is the first paragraph there? He welcomed the Minister, Honorable Chris, and the Deputy Minister.
So there was no Deputy Minister. With that correction, move. You are moving.
I moved.
Can you second
that? I second you.
Minutes of the 19th of November adopted.
So, given the minutes of the 26th and the 27th, our last meetings, I have not finished with them, so we'll adopt them in the next year.
She doesn't talk to the mic. She's saying minutes of the 26 and 27 will be moved to next year. We have not been processed as yet. In terms of the program, where are we now? We have done number three.
Yes.
Okay. So
we have the program for next year.
Consideration and adoption
of the report.
Where are they?
In the head.
The DRR,
the budget. These two we've already adopted and debated. The budget vote and the digital app. Already, yeah, so we can get them on the back. So the one that we need to look at is the first quarter and the fourth quarter report.
And
I'm going to
divide them.
Honorable members, we are on the draft report of the portfolio committee on the first and second quarter report. Draft report on the fourth quarter.
That's 2018, 2019, and then we'll come to the first quarter, which is
2019. Okay. So we'll start with this fourth quarter performance.
I don't have it.
Do we all have it? The fourth quarter quarterly performance and expenditure report, page 1. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Yes.
Under recommendation to bullet number one, I think that's my error. Should have been.
He said, okay. What are you saying?
No,
be been.
It should have been, not a be. It's an error that I'm
having.
Yeah. Okay.
And page 8, nothing. Any proposal for adoption of the portfolio committee on the fourth quarter performance and the expenditure report of the department and its entities?
Chair, I move for adoption.
Yes.
Corrections. I second.
Report adopted. Now looking at the first and second quarter report of the Department of Forestry, of Environment, Forestry and Fisheries and Entities. So first page. Second page, doesn't look like it's a number, you know. So next correction would be to number them. But on page 2, where it talks about consideration of the first and second quarter. Page 3, where you have got the financial analysis of the first and second quarter. Continuation of the analysis plus marine, which is for Marine Living Resources Fund. Page 5 would have Isimangaliso. The forestry is among at least 3.1. No correction, nothing. Page 6 would talk to highlights of targets that were achieved. Statement of financial position. For South African National Parks and Parks. Number 8. It would be that page that ends with South African Weather Services. 2.3. Number 9, it would start with Dr. Jonas Mbeya. number 10, it would have SANB, South African National Biodiversity Institute. Number 11, we have Portfolio Committee Observations and Conclusions. Number 12, Continuation. Number 13, Entities and Portfolio Committee Recommendations. Yes.
Under Entities, the first bullet point, the committee welcomed the resignation of the suspended sole CEO. But we weren't satisfied with the time it took to resolve the issue and the fact that the department was not forthcoming with the allegations against the CEO.
So what is not included?
So the time frame it took to resolve the issue of the CEO's suspension and the litigation involved in that, as well as the department not being forthcoming about the alleged charges against the CEO.
Yeah, I think there are two matters. There are two CEOs involved in this South African weather service thing. And I think the welcoming of the report that Honorable Winkler is referring to is the one we had a meeting about in Kirstenbosch, the one that has been concluded. But the committee registered its dissatisfaction on the length, the time at which it took to resolve this matter. But remember, at the time when we arrived at this conclusion, there was also allegations about the South African Weather Service paying two CEOs. I think that is where the quagmire comes from.
Yes, Chair. It was about Linda Makuleni and then Jerry Lenkwasa, both CEOs. The fact that they had been suspended concurrently to one another. The fact that Linda Makuleni had received about, I think, 2.8 might have been allegedly in settlement. And the fact that this Jerry Lenkwasa's suspension had taken such a protracted period of time, which cost the department a lot of money in terms of his remuneration and litigation costs, and the fact that they weren't transparent about the allegations against the CEO, Lenkwasa, as well.
So what should be corrected here?
I think that needs to be added. We didn't just welcome the resignation. We had serious reservations about how the entity conducted themselves with the CEO suspension of Linda Makuleni as well as Jerry Lenkwasa.
Yes.
Well, I think the point on the Lenkwasa is definitely noted. I have included the fact that the committee is pleased with the corrupted nature of the disciplinary hearing. Now, as I said earlier, we have got the beautiful recommendation that we have given time frame to the minister to respond back to the committee. And that issue of Makuleni is actually contained there. So I would actually suggest that because we already have it in one of our reports, let us actually deal with the Makuleni issue under the beautiful art that we have given the minister. A particular time frame within which she got to revert to us. If she comes and there is you know, dissatisfaction with the nice houses that are found, and then we can actually push it out there.
The minister did respond to a written submission, and she said that the court found that there was nothing irregular with the suspension, and that the board members should not be held liable for Matulenda Lenin's suspension. So that's why I wanted to include in here about this, that we were not satisfied with the way that court conducted, the board conducted itself.
You see, we're trying to express what we want to say. If we say the process took a long time, you can write that.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that we can say it cannot be, because we are expressing the way we looked at it. I don't think we must now discuss the response of the minister. Yeah, so that we must follow that, so that we conclude it properly. Now we can write the consent.
Okay. So, Chairperson, if we could write the concern on the time frame, as well as the lack of transparency from the department on the allegations against the previous CEO as well.
When I say concern, it encompasses all that. Honourable Kumbat.
Chairperson, I just wonder whether we know what does the Labour Relations Act says when a person is suspended. Because the case, depending on the type of case, can take up to 5 years. And that person, it's either he's being paid while he's home or he's being transferred to another section where he works, but he earns the whole salary. Because at the end, if you say a person must be short, you shorten the issue of labor relations, that the person is sit at home and takes it to labor court, you'll pay from the day you stop the payment with all the increment, with all the bonuses and so forth. And you find that some departments, they pay up to 5 million, which is a fruitless expenditure. So these are the things when we debate we need to look at. Thank you.
I don't think we must discuss the fact that we are saying we are concerned about the time that disciplinary processes take. We're speaking on behalf of the taxpayers here. There's somebody who must take responsibility. I mean, the Labor Relations Act, it does have time frames. Clearly stated, you can suspend a person for this law. If you have not taken steps, that person must come back. So hence I'm saying, I think let's leave it at this level of concern. We are expressing a concern. We are not the ones who are dealing with it. The minister will come back to us and say, this is how this thing has come to this point. Then this transparency thing will come out. Okay.
Yeah. No, thanks, Chair. I think your summary captures my aspirations succinctly. Two things for me. The minutes in this committee are for adoption. The reports to this committee is not for adoption, it's for noting. Right? And everything else that you are interfacing with and discussing here has been discussed before. It has been presented to this portfolio committee. If you like, you can use the word summary. This is a summary of all the discussions that we had before. Now, I think in that particular recommendation, what we should agree on, as per your summary, is that the committee expressed consent. Now, consent would include the transparency that Honorable Winkler is referring to, it would speak about the content of the Labor Relations Act and all other applicable legislation. But once you summarize and say, we have expressed concern. So in an event where we come back to this particular document, after noting it, we say, perhaps to the minister or the department, the portfolio committee has noted these particular issues, transparency, time frames, two salaries of CEOs, etc. Is the department able to take us through and clarify? That is how we note this particular report.
Okay. That was a point before the last, is number 14 now, where we are, the last page. I don't know who pronounces the report is noted. Is it the chair? It's me. Then can I say on your behalf the report is noted, and that was the last one, yeah?
Yes,
sir. The next, what is the next item?
The program for...
Honorable members, there's a program I hope you all have, draft program of the Portfolio Committee on Environment, Forestry and Fisheries for the first term, 2020, which means 27 January to 27 March. In fact, just one comment here. Just one comment. I think, honorable members, when they adopt the report, they don't take this to be what is going to guide our work. And at a particular point, then they have got issues. So I'm saying, even here, we can make amendments. We can adopt it with amendments. The assumption is that we have had this draft report with us. If there are any issues we'd want to suggest. But once adopted, it guides our work. So if it is adopted, then it guides our work. We stick to it in terms of the agreement. So hence we would, we are open, flexible to say if there are any. Generally it talks about oversight to Mpumalanga and Gauteng, then KwaZulu-Natal, I will not say what you are saying, because if we can depend on everybody here who wishes to go where, we may not go anywhere. But we are open in the sense of saying, you suggest this and we look at it, they will take notes like we have been doing with the others. Okay, honorable.
Chairperson, thank you for this. I think it's a great program. The stakeholder meeting on air quality, is that still in Mpumalanga? And then my second question, visited Sasol and Eskom power plant, my assumption that is also still in Mpumalanga. Mm-hmm. And then I just have a request. I see we're doing visit landfill sites on Friday, and that is in Gauteng. I don't know if we may be on our way to Sasol and to Eskom power plant, especially where Sasol is situated. The landfill sites in that area where we're going is absolutely a representative of what is happening with landfill sites in the whole of Mpumalanga. So if we maybe can include on our visit to Sasol a stopover at maybe one of or two of the landfill sites at which will be closed in the environment, just that you can see, because the reason I ask is I just want to justify it, is that Gauteng has a serious problem, and at this stage they're trying to move the offset to Mpumalanga, which is a great problem. We have no landfill sites anymore. So that's just a request.
Okay.
Thank you for this draft program. For our KwaZulu-Natal visit, I think I did submit a request for us to go and visit the, also the landfill and the waste site in Pietermaritzburg, as well as consideration of us going to look at the river, the Mgeni River pollution. It's a huge issue at the moment. I think none of our rivers in South Africa have good health at the moment, but there's continuous waste treatment plant leaks, and it's destroying the entire river ecosystem, it's affecting the community. So if it's possible for us, I think if we're going to some of these areas, I think where the state forests are, that might be in the Mgeni area. If we could visit the Mgeni River and the PNB dump site that's on the way there. It's on that N3 going up. Thank you.
We are noting all this. they are going to depend on the, what is this, logistics and everything else, time. I think even these ones that are mentioned here, they came from us. Eh? So depending on our time and logistics and possibility. But we noted. Whip?
Chair, thanks. I don't know what she said when you said you don't want to say what she said, but I suspected that she wanted to include some other things there. It would have really been nice, but I think it's safe to guide members of the portfolio committee that this program of oversight, one, is running late, two, it is informed by the schedule of parliament, by the availability, because for example, the House Chair and Speaker will not allow us to go on oversight if the National Assembly requires us, all of us. So it will hinder with our program on oversight, one, but two, they'll just lock the resources. Because ordinarily, had that not been the case, flowing from the reports that we have just noted and the means that we have just adopted, we spoke at length earlier in the year about the situation of asbestos in the Northern Cape and the Northwest, I think. If it were in Limpopo. Yes. Khamashushu and something. So if it was my will, I would give a directive that we must go there. But two, Honorable Kanzo, other than being based in the Eastern Cape, she has expressed a highest level of desire for the portfolio committee to visit Titigama in the Eastern Cape. Same goes for Honorable Weber, as far as Mpumalanga is concerned. Honorable Winkler here is clear on Natal issues. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Honorable Mtuna agrees with her. But if you were to give me an opportunity, Chair, this entire time must just be given to Gauteng, you know, because Gauteng has its own issues. But because we are flexible and we understand. But I wanted to propose perhaps on the second week, because that first week of the 26th or 31st, just to include, I'm sure some will be incorporated and some will not. That week already is full, but the second to the seventh, with considering the PMP situation of Mgeni River there, I wanted to propose, because we will be in Gauteng. There was a time that South African Weather Services presented to us that they are buying land in Waterkloof somewhere.
In Swale.
I'm not sure if you remember such a thing. Because it's on the way from Mpumalanga through the N4. We pass Waterkloof just to see this land. But lastly, maybe this one will leave to the department chair. But that situation in Old Bay, perhaps in the next cycle of oversight, We must have a clear time frame on when do we go back there. Even if it's us without the department, or it's us with the department, but we really need to go back there. I think we're going to Kirstenbosch to go and see flowers and what, quite frankly. you know.
Maybe with the proposals that we are putting, we chose Mpumalanga, then said partly Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal, with the hope that we'll go to other provinces in the next
oversight
program. So we're not excluding those provinces, but we just wanted to focus on this. They are on the same, you know, almost same route. So Eastern Cape would expect you to go there. Otherwise, I will not be a good public representative. Northwest would expect you to go there. Limpopo, all the provinces. But we can only do so much at a particular time. But like I'm saying, those who are helping with the program, they will see what you are raising. If it is possible, if it is not, then you won't take exception. Honorable Grumbart.
I just want to request that
she is saying, we, by the way, because she's helping me as well. Members want to go out, but there's no time set aside for that. So, in terms of the framework that there's no time allocated for public participation, what is this, oversight. So we want to maximize whatever little time that we get. And if there's a sitting, we must be here. There's no competition there. It's a matter of there's a sitting, we must all be here. Your hand was up.
Chair, I just want to request the committee that when we visit the landfill site, we must also visit the occupational health and safety landfill site, because it's two types of landfill sites. There's the one that deals with strictly occupational health and safety, there's the other one that deals with just ordinary waste, domestic waste, so that we understand how they both work. And I think with these ones, I don't think Frolop will want to go, because what I know is that I've learned that all the members go except the ones that are alternates. They don't go.
So with that, what do we do with the program? We approve it.
Can continue, Chair, and look at other agenda items.
What are the other agenda items?
From the 13th aspect. We only looked on the from the 2631 227. The program continues on page 2.
Okay. Page 2. There, I think is there anything they can do about it? Oh, okay. I see some meetings.
Yes.
Okay. Any comments on page 2, which is not about going out now? State of the nation, you can't change anything there.
Yes.
Consideration and adoption of the first term program, workshop on the legislation and oversight with the University of Cape Town. In fact, that's what I started with, where I'm saying it would be good for us to sit together. People help us to have a common language in terms of what we do when we do oversight. When I say common language, as members of parliament. But it's something that was promised a long time ago. I think we're just following up on that. briefing by Department of Minerals on asbestos, briefing on the trans, I think that one is a follow-up kind of meeting. Briefing on the transformation and processing, the forestry and fisheries, briefing on DEF on issues faced by forestry. I think here, this big one, on the 21st of February, honorable members would remember that we agreed that we need a full briefing about forestry. And there was agreement that I don't know whether that entails that the face of that full briefing was going to be the deputy minister, if I remember when.
Yeah.
So we still want to be taken through this thing of forestry and fisheries. The minister was going to brief us fully on fisheries. So I'm saying, as you write your program, they must capture that, because they made that commitment. Say they need to take us through this before we meet the SAFCO, we meet all these other people. We may not know them. So I think that's an area where I think we need to, well, I was saying it myself now. That's page 2. Any comments you want to make?
Just a comment, Chair, on page 2. It's going to be nice on the 10th of March.
10th of March.
They must not bring guns here, those ones. They're going to kill us.
So what is happening? Oh, I left the meeting. Okay, no, let's leave it. You know better what will happen.
But yeah, I wanted to check. Now more on a serious note, half past 9 and 1 might be too sharp.
For
those ones of captive lions. And this time we resolved that they must come, all of them. I think they were told they are around 6 or something. Now, between half past 9, so we don't want to rush. We must undress, box each other properly. You know, so I was thinking perhaps if there's no, according to the parliament schedule, there's no panel, let's have the same the whole day with them.
Okay. That will apply to 6 in the afternoon.
Okay. No, it's fine. We have noted that. Page 3. I don't see anything wrong. So this one is for approval. Can we... Oh, the other thing I forgot. This thing of the program. We also get a framework from the chairperson of committees. So it's not something that we just think about. So that's why then there's a name of Frolic. Yes, but they must for approval. Any proposal for approval, adoption?
I just want to ask something else. As I'm a third member in Mpumalanga, the area where I specifically work very on it, and I want to know if that is true, because I would really like to attend Mpumalanga oversight, as it is the area where I specifically live and work. So I'm not sure what Mbata says, but if we can make arrangement that maybe we can go, because actually we're only 3, and I'm not sure if everyone wants to go, but
I mean, we put just as much in as everyone else, and I can say that is my area where I work in specifically. I think the only one here that listens to Miranda. So just to consider that, please.
It's true, Jefferson. It happened with me in the fall of agriculture. Because I'm an alternate, they couldn't let me go. They all went, those who are permanent members and those who are alternate, all of them were left behind. It's true.
Did you send it the normal practice?
Yeah, I will take into account all those normal practices.
unless Mr. Norma is not available, then she can go in her place. So, but according to the delegation, there will be two members from the DA, and they can decide. But yeah, it's true. Ultimately, I'm trouble.
Okay.
So we must not pray that Mr. Norma must continue.
With all those comments and practices, can we approve the program and the possible amendments as suggested? Can I get somebody to move? Wait.
I so moved, Chair.
So moved. There's just this advice, Honorable Weber. The advice is saying, if you are staying in Mpumalanga, you are allowed to join the, but not with the logistics of Parliament. So that's the only condition. Eh? Am I pronouncing it properly?
Yeah, that is what has happened in the past, given the numbers that are assigned in terms of whether it's a permanent or alternate member. So members that were alternate actually participated in oversight in their areas, although they were alternate, but they were not part of the logistics in terms of the traveling. They traveled on their own.
That would be perfect. As long as I attend the Vedanta, I'm one too many, I can't go. But if I travel on my own and I sleep on my own and everything, if I can attend it, it will be fine. And my question is, if I can do the same with the Vedanta, if I want to do it for my own expense, but that will at least allow me to attend the meetings.
I don't know whether there's a rule written, but that has been the practice that members who were alternate participated in oversight.
Okay.
Although,
yeah,
on
their own.
Yeah. Thank you. So
there's
living in your house.
Wow.
With this? Not because they went to award the university. So South African award. No, but then they come in the
south.
They said they're coming to
Honorable members, we have come to the end of this important last meeting. I'm sure there's something that we have learned out of it. I think Whip was still consulting his party, communicating his own way. But thanks for the understanding that the 6 months is not a long time. So if there were any weaknesses, it's normal. So we are not angels yet. We make those mistakes and we proceed. We can correct as we move. Otherwise, thank you very much for the 6 months that we have worked here. I'm sure next time we'll be left with 4.5 years. We'll keep on improving by 6 months, and by the time we end, it would be a good so all of us would be going overseas or locally here or anywhere. Let's take care of ourselves, and hope to see all of you next year. And I'm sure next year is going to be serious. We were just trying to learn and understand what are we doing here. But people are impatient out there. They are impatient about Parliament. In fact, I have listened to the head of the judiciary. Is not impressed about what we are doing as Parliament. I suspect it's historical. We may as well not be impressed about what they are doing, the separation of powers. So there's something that we still need to do as Parliament. It starts with the portfolio committee that begins to say what contribution are we making in the process of reconstructing our country. So I hope as we go, when we come back, we'll be fresh, ready to engage seriously. And I think we have noted the gaps as we continue talking. And I hope all of us, including officials, as to how best we can do our work better. So I keep on getting comments from this thing of support to the work that we do. Well, I come from a province. I think Parliament still needs to do more in terms of supporting us in the work that we do. When I say in the work, can be different kinds of it. If it talks finance, it talks legal, it talks research, all those. So we must maximize whatever that we have. There are areas where we can be criticized. I suspect when the department is sitting there alone without us, they have got issues about us. The same transparency that we are demanding from them, they have got issues. In other words, as we do our work, that of making laws, doing oversight, we are not doing that in a vacuum. We are also being judged. So hence we must do whatever that we need to do the best we can. We must get support. And the support, when I say get support, I'm saying to the officials here, they also have to check up where they feel there's something that might cause us not to do our work the best we can. I was using this last item, which said I must close, and closing is wishing you a good Christmas. Happy New Year, and see you when we are in Mpumalanga. I think that's when we'll meet. It will be on a Sunday.
Just after church.
Just after church. Otherwise, the meeting is closed. Thank you very much.